legislation is number two, and the debt deficit and sequester number one item on this mid-year review of the Talk Radio Countdown World. Good day program. It's 7 after the hour, and we're warmed up and ready to go as we overview this post-July 4th extravaganza of conversation. What's new today that we didn't talk about yesterday? Well, actually, we didn't have much on Egypt yesterday, Kenny. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, your email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com, or your calls at 888-302-3684. Egypt's top prosecutor opened an investigation into claims that former President Morsi and leaders from the Muslim Brotherhood were inciting violence and the killing of protesters. The Egyptian Ministry of Defense has barred Morsi from leaving the country, along with 30 members of the Muslim Brotherhood. So here we have just more thuggery. This is the same thing that was going on with Mubarak. So people were looking for a change, and they got the same thing. No hope, no change. Gee. The interim president there is a guy named Adli Mansour, working on a new constitution. He's running things until a new election can be held. Let's listen in as, again, this is something that's kind of fresh. We found somebody who was live, Gary Hess, and here in his program he talks to Middle East correspondent Michael Friedson about the state of things in Egypt now that the military has actually removed Morsi from office.
I understand that there were really overnight, the unrest kind of continued throughout the night. There were rallies, there were arrests, there were demonstrations. What is the scene like over there?
Well, first, just try to picture a demonstration that they're counting in the millions of people. Just the thought of that, the visual of that is so overwhelming, it sort of begins to try to put things in perspective, but even that's difficult. Then, given the fact that just because the patient's dead doesn't mean he's dying, Morsi has rejected the decision of the military to oust him. There's not much he can really do about it himself. His whereabouts are still unknown. Mm-hmm. He and along with about 300 of the leading Muslim Brotherhood Islamists have been rounded up by the military as a preventive measure, or so they say. There's tremendous uncertainty still. As you just said, the head of the Constitutional Court has been made the interim leader of Egypt. But there's still tremendous uncertainty, where it's going to go, how it's going to go. They've been there, done this before. It's a fascinating study, or at least the previous election, when Mubarak was ousted, what we saw was the use of a democratic institution, a basically free election, to further less than a democratic result. Now there's this mix of autocracy with democracy. There's talk of another election, but only after a suspended constitution is again rewritten. And all these parameters that they're building into what is going to be the system, each one is filled with pratfalls along the way, and really anything can happen. Even in Washington, the big head-scratching of the day is, does this constitute an ouster by a coup d'etat? Because if it does, American law precludes any transfer of funding in terms of American aid to Egypt, which is about $2 billion a year.
Really? It's been reduced from $4 billion to $2 billion? I don't think his numbers are right. I think it's closer to $4 billion. At any rate, there is not, I was going to say, trouble in paradise. It's not been paradise there for a long time. But the Nile, remember all the things that we learned, Kenny, when we were in Sunday school or learning in catechism about the valley of the Nile and the lushness of it and how it now seems like a whole different picture, almost a whole new world. And Egypt was considered, I suppose maybe with some, they have very good educational institutions, advanced educational institutions, pretty progressive country. And they have, having been in Cairo and other places in Egypt, pretty, it's almost like a European city in a way. It's good shopping, good restaurants, business, that sort of thing. But it sure doesn't feel like now the kind of country that you'd want to spend much time in. So what are you getting for reflection from any of the folks who want to be heard on this, whether it's our Facebook and Twitter pages or other things that you've been reading?
On lots of conversation on Twitter about Egypt, Ken says, another Ken, says, international politics is funny. When your friends are removed from power, it's a coup. When you remove enemies, it's liberation.
Yeah, it's all semantics, isn't it, huh? 888-302-3684. What else have you got?
Diana says we should stay out of the way of the Egyptians. We've caused them enough harm. Let them sort out their own issues.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way of overviewing it, isn't it, huh?
Rob says what's happening to the Muslim Brotherhood will turn them into heroes.
Really? Huh. That's an interesting statement. The Muslim Brotherhood called for a wave of protests to take place today. They're obviously not happy over the military ouster of the president there. And the arrest of, about 30 people, I think. This is a touchy situation. And so the fundamentalists, there are a lot of people in our country who are wringing their hands. Ah, this is great to get the Muslim Brotherhood out of there. But, I mean, not being there and not really trusting all the news media accounts of what went on there. You know that people were upset about Moore's Eye. There is this tendency, as we know, for fundamentalists to be violent. And so some of these extremists are vowing to fight. So what they need is another tender keg in the Middle East. Syria, Lebanon to a certain extent, is still pretty messy there. And now Egypt. The question of the role of the Brotherhood has been at the heart of democracy efforts in Egypt. President Mubarak ousted, this has been 2 years? Has he been out? Yeah, he's been out for 2 years.
Yeah, I think so.
He banned the Muslim Brotherhood. So after the Mubarak administration failed, the new group, the Muslim Brotherhood, went right to the top as far as popularity is concerned. And its veteran member, Mr. Morzai, became the country's first freely elected president. However, they found out what a cur he was fast, and so out he goes. This sounds like Italy, now that I'm thinking about it. This is what they do in Italy. Get rid of the government. You don't like the government? Get rid of him every 9 months or whatever it is. And so, anyway, this is not going to go away, but it's as much as we can add. There's not a lot new other than these demonstrations. The Friday of Rage is what they're calling it or hoping for. And so we'll see what the escalation of the military versus the Brotherhood brings about. You can be sure there'll be a lot of conversation about this over the weekend, and we'll talk about it Monday here on Good Day 15 after the hour now.
Musicians, the biggest musical instrument event of the summer is here with savings up to 90% off retail. It's Guitar Center's 4th of July sale. Now through Sunday. Grab your copy of The List. Hundreds of hand-picked deals on closeouts, demos, clearance items, new, and more. Plus, score doorbuster deals like Fender electric guitars, just $79. Kohala soprano ukuleles, $29. Martin acoustic guitar strings, 5 sets for $20. Guitar stands, 2 for $10. Hurry. Guitar Center's 4th of July sale ends Sunday.
You ever seen a Snell race against Indy cars? Didn't think so, but you can. Right now through July 19th, when you buy a set of 4 select Firestone tires, you get a $50 Firestone prepaid MasterCard by mail and 4 admissions to see the new DreamWorks animation movie Turbo, opening in theaters July 19th. So get into your nearest Firestone retailer today for the Destination Turbo promotion.
Admissions value up to $58. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Certain offer restrictions and limitations apply. See your authorized Firestone retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 23rd through July 8th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get super buy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive appliance. See store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas drive, price higher. Optional. Pedestal sold separately.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
I'm not sure this is the greatest show on earth, but it's a pretty unique program in that, and I do stick my chest out and say, this is pretty cool, because what happens here is the staff, which basically is Kenny. There are a few other people that listen around to some of these talk radio programs and some of the great stations around the country, like our Countdown affiliate, WDEL, in Wilmington, Delaware. Alan Ludell there, who's someone that we carry on the program a good deal because he has good sense of what's the issue. He is talking to CBS's Jerry Van Dyke about that recent drone strike in Pakistan that took out 18, two bad guys, and 16 civilians.
More friction between the U.S. and Pakistan over drone strikes. Pakistani intelligence officials say unmanned U.S. aircraft fired four missiles at a house in northwestern Pakistan in the northern Waziristan tribal region, killing at least 16 suspected militants. CBS News Pakistan Afghanistan consultant Jerry Van Dyke, we were discussing not too long ago how even though the administration reframed its drone policies with regard to some other countries, it might be more or less business as usual with Pakistan.
It certainly seems to be the case, and this is the worst attack since Nawaz Sharif, the new prime minister, took office. And he has adamantly opposed them. He said, this is terrible. They must stop. However, equally, you had yesterday or the day before the chairman, if you will, of the military commission of Afghanistan going on the BBC and saying this is not true, that Pakistan, while publicly condemning these drone strikes, is working with the United States, because what it's trying to do is see that the Taliban, the Afghan Taliban, that is to say those that are attacking Afghanistan for Pakistan, are left alone, and that they're trying to get the United States to target the Pakistani Taliban. They differentiate between the two, which are attacking the Pakistani state. It's hard to know the truth, but this is what is being said out there along the Afghan-Pakistani border.
Wow. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? I guess you wouldn't be chuckling about it if you were over there and is subject to all of this stuff going on in Pakistan, Afghanistan, the area of the world that seems to be the most remote, most difficult. It's a forbidding area of the world for lots of different reasons, as we know. All right. So there's a proposal before Congress that they vote from home. We're going to get to that, plus some of the highlights of the Capitol 4th celebration on television coming right up here on the Good Day program.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Jackie Vanko passes my test as to whether she knows how to sing the national anthem. We get to Banner. That's a story. If you haven't heard me understand or explain how it works, I'll tell you after we get there. From last night's Capitol 4th celebration in Washington. Crank it up, Michael. Distracted by the poll at DougStephan.com. Kenny, did she sing it the way that needs to be sung, Banner? Michael, back it up a little bit, will you?
I'm not sure if she did.
All right, let's go back. Back it up. Put it in reverse, Michael, and let's find the midpoint. Respect for her. She doesn't know how to sing it. It's not the sheet music shows clearly that was written at Banner, B A B-A-N-N-E-R, has three notes attached to it. One for the first half of the first syllable, ban, and the last letter is ner-er. All right, so she's out. Barry Manilow is in, though, now, from last night's performance on the Capitol steps, in a manner of speaking.
You wouldn't believe where I've been. The cities and towns I've been in.
It's a great fry. He seemed to be happy. I don't know if you watched any of this, Kenny, or not, but he was smiling each time he introduced Barry Manilow. Manilow doesn't look too healthy to me, but he still knows how to belt out the songs. This is one of those great American songs. And then there was Neil Diamond presenting his new song, the Freedom Song.
200 years and more. And here we are today. With freedom still our guiding light, defending it.
As most of you know, this came about as a result of the situation in Boston with the bombing. And his tribute to the way things were done. Food for thought from the Capitol. A lot of celebrations last night all around the country. And this was the highlight, though, I think. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When school's out, family-friendly attractions unveil all their new experiences. So here's what you want to look out for this summer. The National Aquarium in Baltimore is opening its new Black Tip Reef exhibit, which is all part of a huge 260,000-gallon coral reef ecosystem. In Los Angeles, the Natural History Museum is in the midst of a 12-year, $135 million overhaul. And the most recent upgrade? A 3.5-acre nature garden and laboratory where you can see all the scientists at work. They've incorporated plenty of hands-on elements, with a get-dirty zone and workshops for kids. Some museums are really going cutting edge, and several in New York are developing apps to get you even more information through your smartphone. And you'll soon be able to photograph a plant at the New York Botanical Garden with an app that will explain how cultures around the world have used it for health and wellness. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, every Sam's Club member gets a savings book with over $3,700 in extra savings on snacks and drinks, laundry essentials, cleaning supplies, and more. Plus the hottest Samsung Galaxy phones and tablets, Canon cameras, and Goodyear tires. Become a member today and get your savings book worth more than $3,700. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
After the hour, Ken Kessler and I are here today. It's the day after the 4th of July. Pretty much everybody else associated with the program is in dustland, poof, gone. But we've, in this hour, sort of made it a tradition on the heels of when we used to do the Talk Radio Countdown show, the daily edition here. Kenny found it, it was almost compulsory for him to spend time listening to all these great talk radio programs around the country. So we just decided to keep that tradition going, in a sense, with not necessarily a more casual attitude toward bringing you the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, the important items under the circumstances. However, there is sometimes there is this compelling issue that's banging away and people want to be heard, so they're clamoring to get on to 888-302-3684. Not likely to be the case today or over the weekend. The so-called slow news cycle. Yeah, we can have Christmas in July too, Kenny.
Woohoo!
Do that, yay! So, anyway, the idea that nothing happens just because we're having the 4th of July is foolishness, not only here in our country but around the world. It's just different types of things are happening. So you're expecting to hear about different sorts of stories, right? Nope. Immigration reform. I love the headline. It's time for Congress to get serious about immigration reform. The Senate voted, what was it, 68 to 32, something like that? Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Comprehensive immigration reform. It is not perfect, by any stretch of the imagination. Nothing they do is. But does it provide a roadmap for our country on this issue that has been vexing for sure? I'm looking at some of the votes and who voted for this and why they voted for it, or at least what they're saying to this group, their citizens, as they go back home. They're back home for the holidays, and of course all of them are having their town meetings and
again, either touting the bipartisan solution or not. Here's talk host Kevin Gordon with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They talk about the reason that Portman didn't vote for, therefore he voted against, the Gang of Eight's bill this past week.
You voted against the amnesty, for some people were calling it. What seems to be the problem here?
Well, look, I do think we got a broken system. Let's face it, you know, the legal system is broken. We don't know who's here. Most of the attackers, 9/11, you know, had come in legally with their visas and overstayed them. That's, to me, unacceptable. You got to figure out who's in this country and why, and that's, therefore you ought to have a system for entry and exit. I think that the way the legal system works is confusing to people, and one reason you have illegal immigration probably is because people, you know, throw up their hands and say, this thing is waiting in line too long, can't figure it out. We do a lot of case work for people on immigration. Mm-hmm. It's a mess. And then the biggest deal is the illegal immigration. I mean, we do not have a system in this country to keep people out who aren't supposed to be here. So why would you wait in line when you can, you know, get in illegally and get a job? So
sure.
My deal from the start was, look, I agree this system is broken. It needs to be fixed. I want to be part of it. But I cannot support anything that doesn't have real enforcement to deal with the problems that we currently have. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest part of this, Kevin, and you probably know I got into a fight on the floor of the Senate on this with the Majority Leader Harry Reid and others, the biggest problem is the fact that businesses are like a magnet. In other words, it's the jobs magnet that's drawing people here primarily. You know, people come here to work, and they can get a job. And as long as that happens, you can set up all the legalizations you want. You can do all this other stuff, you know, to try to deal with the problem. And I don't think it's going to solve it. So I support more resources for the border. I think we've got to have a border that's secure. I think that's important. But frankly, I don't think it's sufficient. You got to deal with the workplace. And so I had an amendment that was carefully thought out. We spent, you know, a month or so getting all the groups together and in Chamber of Commerce, most of the unions, not all of them, and others, and said, okay, how do we make sure that you know who's legal in this country?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't think so. We have a national ID card because I'm worried about the civil liberties issue. And we came up with a good way to do it by basically having digital photos that can be matched by a photo. So, for instance, on your driver's license or on your passport, if you have one, or on your immigration papers, you would know who these people are. Right now, under the program that they're they got this bill to pass. And by the way, passed by, I don't know, 68 votes or something. So the immigration bill is now over in the House. But the program they have, unfortunately, is called E-Verify.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not strengthened, according to the studies, about half the people are going to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So 54% of those who are unauthorized to work, in other words, illegal, under the pilot programs for this, were getting through. Why? Fraudulent documents.
Yeah.
So I just don't think the thing's going to work unless you have better enforcement. And that's why, at the end of the day, I had to vote no.
Rob Portman, the Republican senator from Ohio, discussing the reasons for not being involved in the positive side of the vote on the Gang of Eight bill that took place early this past week. It's Friday. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Annie in Colorado thinks there are too many penalties on illegal immigrants.
The only real problem I have with the bill is I think that 13 years is a long, long time to ask people to wait that have been working and paying taxes for 20 or 25 years already. I think it's just really sad. Most people don't understand that crossing the border without papers is a civil misdemeanor. It is not a felony crime. And to try and heap all kinds of penalties and torture on these people is just ridiculous.
Really? 888-302-3684. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who visited my farm. Many of you, most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and working yesterday with some folks that came to help me from another farm. I got involved in a conversation with a fellow who is here legally, his family's here legally, and they're working on one of the neighboring farms. But they were telling me the story about one of the folks that came with them. They all got here the same way. They all came here illegally, and they went through the process and now are becoming legal, except for one fellow who had a problem with his car, got stopped, got arrested because he had no papers. He's going to be deported. And he told the members of this family that as soon as he got back to wherever he was from, and I'm not sure what country he's from, some I think El Salvador, a Central American country. As soon as he gets back there, he'll begin the process of coming back to our country illegally again. And so you got to wonder, the stats, I think we were talking about this yesterday, Ken, 400 and some odd thousand got deported last year, big number, showing that Obama's tough on all of this stuff. But once you deport them, we pay for sending them back to where they came from. Taxpayer does. They get there and they plot their way back across the border again. Now, if we have a tougher border, it's going to be tougher for them to get here. That's the idea of spending, what is it, $30 billion or $50 billion or something? Because that's part of the Gang of Eight proposal, is that we'll spend tens of billions of dollars to have more people on the border and a bigger fence and all this other stuff. And then they get through, and they still are going to. I think, I hope some of you remember hearing me tell the story, recounting another story that I heard from someone who at 9 years of age came across the border. They hired somebody, paid them all the money that they had in their family to get through. It was a family, I think, of five or six. He was the oldest of the children. They walked for 70 hours across the desert. I guess there are a couple of observations there. One of them is, how do you go across the desert in Arizona for 70 hours and not be detected if anybody's doing anything about watching the border, number one? Number two, what sort of motivation do you have to want to come here? And in this circumstance, those children are doing this. The motivation is so strong to get here. And then you hear the story that I just recounted of the fellow who's going to be deported, and as soon as he gets back there, he's going to try to figure out how he can get back here again. You think about motivation. Pretty amazing. Here's Gil in North Carolina with a focus on employers who hire illegals.
I think that the legislators should have worked on this much earlier. Everyone is playing to their base, including Rand Paul and Marco Rubio, and some of the Democrats. However, I want to make this statement regarding e-verification. Two things. How many people, employers have been prosecuted for hiring undocumented persons coming into this country? I think it's racist. I think it's unjust that all of these employers, none of them, hardly any of them, have been prosecuted. And here is, you know, it's a two-way problem in terms of those employers who have been hiring so-called, illegal immigrants coming into our country. And this is a travesty, and I believe it's racist at its core.
What do you believe? 888-302-3684. Any comments, Facebook-wise, Twitter-wise, Kenny?
I didn't see anything on immigration this morning, but I don't quite see how it's racist not going after employers. I mean I know that's a problem, but that caller kept saying how it was racist at its core, and I think it's just more government bungling than anything else.
No, the government doesn't. Come on, Kenny.
I know.
How can you be so cynical? 16 before the hour on Good Day.
It's time to buckle in for Sears July 4th Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get supervised savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusive to Pharmacy Store for details. Offer valid 628 through 77. Gas drive price higher. Optional. Pedestal sold separately.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Award-winning author Michael Hebert's new book is the suspense thriller Dream with Little Angels. We spoke with him about the themes of loss between the main characters, Abe, the adolescent narrator of the story, and his mother, Leah, who is investigating the murders in the novel.
There's a lot of loss in the book. The theme of loss is everywhere. Leah lost her dad before the book started. She lost her husband when Abe was only 2 years old. And she never got over the loss. Leah has a problem with death, and it comes out over and over again as the story progresses. One of the symbols in the book is the Virgin Mother pendant that she has around her neck. And you'll notice whenever she gets nervous, she plays with that pendant. And ultimately, it's that pendant that represents her inability to get over the first case of Ruby Mae Vickers getting lost and never being found that happened 12 years ago that she has to get over for her character arc.
That's award-winning author Michael Hebert on his new literary suspense novel, Dream with Little Angels.
There's more online, insidedailyradio.org.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. I said earlier in the hour we'd talk about this proposal that allows Congress to vote from home. Here's a radio program hosted by a guy named Joe Galuski. He has a conversation here with political analyst Kanara Clifton about the move by some members of Congress to try to allow them to vote from home instead of actually going to Washington.
Gotta love Congress, right? Now, one of the chosen few is pushing to let congressmen vote from home. Don't even have to be there to cast a vote on things. Virtual Congress, Kamara, you like that?
Not much. Although, I have to tell you, Joe, I think that's what we've had for a long time anyway. You know, they're kind of working in their in a sleepwalk pattern, I think, over the last 50 years. So, I don't know. I was thinking about what we were going to talk about this morning in juxtaposition to the founders and the things that for the first 100 years of our country's history that representatives from all over the country had to go through to get there for the privilege of doing the people's work. You know, I'm kind of shocked. I'm sorry that it's so inconvenient for them to get to work.
Well, here are some of the reasons why they think it might be a good idea. Number one, they'd be closer to their constituents, people that voted them into office. Number two, it would cut down on travel expenses, taxpayer expense for travel. And they would be able to avoid lobbyists. Any of that valid?
Well, all right. Well, let's take those one at a time and see. So let's start at the back and work up. So lobbyists, do you really think that if lobbyists can't reach them in Washington, they won't go to Wyoming to do it? If a lobbyist needs their vote and they want them to do whatever it is that's on their agenda, they will track them down to the ends of the earth to do that. And when they do that, they won't be under the light of being seen in D.C.
Now, how about cutting down on travel? Valid?
Well, you know, cutting down on travel, let's see. Do you think that they're going to spend less money just because they spend less money on travel? I don't think so. So they have public, they can do private, they can do a lot of things to get there from here.
Now, how about this, though? I don't care where they vote. If they're voting in chambers or they're voting at home, I just want to have them, when they vote, read the darn bills. Wouldn't that be a more acceptable compromise?
There's no evidence from any of their arguments or from any of their behavior in the past that they would make any effort to do that anyway.
All right. That's an interesting item, isn't it? Speaking of interesting, Edward Snowden and his whereabouts up next here on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Past the hour on the Duck Step and Good Day Friday program. Although finding a country willing to provide him with formal asylum as well as travel papers would be the best bet now for Mr. Snowden, his situation doesn't seem to have a lot of options. Did I see that Iceland might give him a sanctuary, Kenny?
I saw something that Iceland is considering looking into it. I don't think that they've said anything more than that, but this is still a huge step forward for him.
Yeah. One of the things that has become obvious is how the Justice Department under Mr. Holder has booted this around because there are so many legal defects in the complaint. So that alone would justify any country, including those with which the U.S. has an extradition treaty, to decline to extradite Snowden, since no existing treaty requires extradition based on a charge of espionage. And the third and final charge in Snowden's criminal complaint appears to be defective as well, at least on its face. There are a lot of arguments international lawyers are presenting that make the American complaint just look totally incompetent. And that's not a surprise given Holder and what he's all about. Here's radio man Larry Rayburn talking to media analyst Jeff Cohen about the way the news media has been covering Snowden and the surveillance program in general.
When you look at these stories, how come we've become focused on the leaker as opposed to what's been leaked?
Well, I think that what's developed in the mainstream media at the national level is a very strong identification of the big media stars with the people that run the government and run our corporate institutions. There's just too much coziness. So when a guy like Edward Snowden comes forward, there were a few good days where we actually covered, mainstream media covered what these revelations were, and they were very, very scary to large numbers of people. So you have like half of the American public thinks Edward Snowden's a hero. And when it comes to people under 35 years of age, it's a huge majority that thinks he did the right thing. And but those in the media elite just see him as a threat to the establishment with which they identify. So that's why show after show, I've seen top news people on television news referring to the government's hunt for Snowden with the pronoun we, as if they're, you know, they're not working for a TV network, they're working for the CIA or the NSA or the White House. We've got to do, you know, why did we let him get out of Hong Kong in the first place? And so that's problematic. And then you have some journalists suggesting that Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian reporter who published the leaks from Edward Snowden, that even he be arrested. So now you have some people in the establishment media thinking that aggressive independent journalism should be criminalized.
And they've even gone so far as to question whether or not what Glenn Greenwald did with the story is journalism itself.
Right, because I think they've forgotten what journalism is. That what Glenn Greenwald did, in journalism, there's this comment that's been attributed to William Randolph Hearst, probably incorrectly. You know, journalism is reporting what is disclosing what someone wants not to be disclosed. All else is advertising and public relations.
Mm-hmm.
So Greenwald is publishing material that the American public was absorbing and fascinated by and wanted to know more about. Is our electronic communication and our phone metadata, is that all being blank, you know, vacuumed up? Well, it is. And so it's very interesting to the American public. It wasn't what the White House wanted released. It wasn't what the intelligence agencies wanted released. It's not what the leading senators wanted released. But Glenn Greenwald released it. And if the Main Street, the elite media folks understood or remembered what journalism is, it's disclosing that kind of material.
All right. So Snowden and the news media. We can say that about most anything. The news media and the news. What's the real news? Well, you may or may not have heard this, but the story today at DougStephan.com, worth your checking out, about Snowden and an opportunity for him. How many remember Anna Chapman? Remember the ex-spy? She tweeted yesterday, Kenny, "Snowden, will you marry me?" She was that Russian spy who seems to have come up with some sympathy for this fellow. She spilled top secret documents, and she had all kinds of run-ins with government authorities as well. She's 31 years old, been posting as posing as a real estate agent in our country. She was accused of gathering intel for Russia. She and nine others were deported back to Russia in a prisoner swap. So now she wants to marry Mr. Snowden. Pretty cool. She's very attractive. Maybe you should say yes.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.